It is Friday, March 4th, for GQDN, brought to you by our patreon.com/thegroupquest and by Audible. In today's news, we talk about World of Warcraft, Activision and Microsoft, and a bit of Elden Ring as well. We start with World of Warcraft on IGN. IGN.com says that they have pre-read World of Warcraft Sylvanas. It's a prequel novel for the current expansion for World of Warcraft. And they did put a bit of the book on their site. It is done by Christy Golden, and you know that she does some stories there. And she always talks to the Blizzard team about the stories in World of Warcraft. And the book is really about the Jailer. So it's her relationship with the Jailer. It does, I think it will be, put some light on the relationship with her and the Jailer, and how they got together and what they were discussing on how to things would go when she brought people to the Shadowlands and souls and like that. So Method has now announced their team for the Race to World First on twitch.tv/method, and they start as well at March 9th, and they'll be running about 16 hours per day. And they have announced their broadcast teams, such as Mr. Jim, MRGM that is, Kexman, Darkmech, Selex, Tacticus, N_TYS, Grant, Barndor, Party Petey, Shijikin, Tukane, and Kona. So this will be one of the things that you're going to want to watch for the first, see who wins the world first. Always miss big, but whatever. Anyway, now we move on to Activision. This comes to us from Eurogamer.net. By the way, last story was done by Wowhead. But on Eurogamer, Activision is now in the blame game because they cannot hire another woman to its board. They're blaming Microsoft. Now, let me give you a quote by Activision. And this is what Activision was talking to Axios. Quote, since the company's current directors would cease to continue to serve on our board of directors upon consummation of our purposed transaction with Microsoft, we are unable to conclude the process in 2021. We will be continuing our efforts to appoint a new female director. Now, that is what they've been wanting to do there for a while. And what Phil Spencer said, quote, we have a responsibility to everyone in this business. We have a responsibility to society. And we have a responsibility to ourselves. Our responsibility is simple. Do everything possible to ensure that this entire industry is about treating every single person with dignity and respect. So this is going to be like an inner fight, as it were, for fight be quite some times. So we'll see what happens when the sale becomes official. Now we go back to Microsoft, and this comes to us from .esports.com, and they're saying that they're suspending all new sales of its products in Russia. They are lining up with everybody else and putting Russia accountable. Now, there's a quote here as well, and this was done by Brad Smith, the Microsoft president. Quote, like the rest of the world, we are horrified, angered, and saddened by the images and news coming from the war, Ukraine, and condemn this unjustified, unprovoked, and unlawful invasion by Russia. We are announcing today that we will suspend all new sales of Microsoft products and services in Russia. So we shall see what happens, of course. Now, they're not the only ones, because Nintendo eShop payments are now suspended in Russia. And here's what the Nintendo eShop said. Due to the fact that the payment service used in Nintendo eShop has suspended the processing of payments in rubles, Nintendo eShop in Russia is temporarily placed into maintenance mode. We apologize for any inconvenience caused. We will share updates as the situation develops. That came to us from NintendoLife.com. This comes to us from Kotaku.com. And EA did remove Russian teams from FIFA 22. But the internet did react. And it's a very wide reaction. Some were in support. Some were calling for more. And some were doing some other stuff, like trying to support the players within Russia. So I get where that stands, okay? Because we know that the people of Russia are not at fault, but it is more about putting pressure on Putin than just the people of Russia. I'm not making a stance. I'm just saying this is what's going on. So where do you stand? You can tweet me at Joe Brums. Would you let Russian players play or not? Now we get to some better news, because BAFTA Games Awards nominees have been announced. This comes to us from Destructoid.com, and it is the British Academy of Film and Television Arts for their Game Awards. Returnal, It Takes Two, Deathloop, Forza Horizon 5, Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, Inscription, Death's Door, and Unpacking. Those are some of the games that would be presented. And they do have the full list, such as Best Game, EA Game of the Year, Public Vote, British Game, Evolving Game, Debut Game, Technical Achievement, Original Property, Narrative, Music, Multiplayer, Game Design, Family, Audio Achievement, Artistic Achievement, Animation, and Game Beyond Entertainment. So good luck to everybody within those categories. DualShockers.com said that Elden Ring's Japan launch was very good. About 280,000 sales for PlayStation. Nibble at Nibble Lion said on Twitter, quote, according to Famitsu, Elden Ring has sold 188,490,000 units on PS4 and 90,017 units on PS5 in Japan. Total 278,507 during this first week. That's a pretty good sale. That's a really good sale. Now we go to NintendoEverything.com, and they said House of the Dead remake launched. It will be launching on April 7th. And within that, we have features such as well-known arcade classic with modern graphics and controls, true to the original gameplay, local two-player multiplayer, multiple endings, photo mode, achievements, armory with unlockable weapons, hordes of the undead monstrosities, in a new game mode, and gallery with encountered enemies and bosses. That will do it for today's show. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge. Me and Govan will be there at 6 p.m. So be there, and you will see and hear the live show for the weekly show called The Group Quest. We'll see you there. It might be a hard one to get through, but we will see. I am at Joe Brums. The show is at Group Quest, and you can find all of the Dawn Forge podcast at dawnforge.com. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2022. We'll see you tomorrow night. Until then, go play your games.